Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO5 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO5.
We're surrounded by innovation. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of September 14th, 2018, and once again, we're coming to you from Berlin, Germany, and IFA.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As promised, we are once again this year in Berlin, Germany, and once again this week for IFA. If you missed any of last week's three-hour broadcast, oh my gosh, how could you have? But we know, stuff happens. You actually have a life, and you might be busy. Then be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. If you don't already, subscribe to our free podcast, and then you won't miss a minute of any of our broadcasts in the future or otherwise, because we always have a lot to share with you here on Into Tomorrow. And of course, this is our favorite remote broadcast every year, coming to Berlin for IFA. So many things to talk about. Of course, it takes place at the right time of the year, before all the holidays. Opportunities for folks to hear again this week, over the next 3 hours, some of the awesome exhibitors showing some cool new products, gadgets, gizmos, all sorts of things available today and Into Tomorrow. We're glad to have you with us. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. Visit QuietMark.com. And by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit DEXCOM. IFA has an official daily magazine. It's a show daily, if you will, and our next guest is responsible for keeping it jam-packed with interesting info on consumer tech and home appliances and a lot of the goodies that are here at IFA every year. And we were lucky enough to be in the day one issue. Ooh, everybody was like, hey, I read you in the IFA Daily. The editor-in-chief for IFA International is Richard Barnes. Richard, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Very good, Dave. I'm surviving. Let's put it that way, yes. A few days into the show.
That's true. As we record this interview, Chris, my son, mentioned last night at our team dinner, he goes, just think, we're halfway through. Yay. And that's only because it is exciting, but it's tiring as well.
I mean, it's very tiring, and I think for your team and also our team, and I don't know if you've meant that you've seen that, but our day one edition this year was a bumper edition. It was a full 80 pages, which for us is quite a lot.
A big one,
and day two edition was 72 pages. So getting out so many pages in a couple of days for us, that was a bit of an exploit.
Well, and you got to crank these things out like overnight. I mean, that's the whole idea at a big trade show. You have a daily show, a show daily, I guess I should say, and you're taking pictures of things that occurred late yesterday, but they're already in this morning's edition. It's like the good old days of newspapers that actually get the news and get it out quickly.
It's a funny thing. You know, my background before, many years ago now, I was in radio, as you know, and
sure.
the radio background, when it comes to deadlines and getting things in on time and making sure they get out on time, plays a big part here, because people said to us when we were first planning the daily a number of years ago, well, can you really get news out every day that's real news every day? And I said, Well, I've done that in the past in radio, so there's no reason why we can't do it on in a magazine. So,
and of course, that was live, you know. And,
yes.
And newspapers are not. I mean, unfortunately, people talk about print media these days as being history versus broadcast, which in some cases is now.
Yes.
You know, but I get the association. It's kind of interesting, though, that you went from broadcast to print.
To print. I also did a bit of TV as well, so I got into all three, and I'm still doing a bit of other stuff as well. But it's very, very interesting working with print, because you can really get into things in a different way.
Yeah.
It's visual. People can hold it and see it, and so it's got its advantages as well.
Into much more detail in some cases, too. You know, we have short times in radio segments, especially in a case like here, because there's so many people we want to talk to, and we've just got to hustle and get it up and anything particularly different that you've discovered this year here in Berlin since last year that has piqued your interest?
Yes. The thing that really stands out, and I know this is being repetitive because I think people were talking about that last week in your show as well, is the co-innovation. This is the big thing that they're talking about this year at IFA. Coming up to the show, it seemed like a bit of a buzzword, and people were going, well, what's it all about?
Yeah, and it's a fun hashtag, too.
It is.
Hashtag co-innovation.
Now, co-innovation, and when you actually look at what Dr. Goerke was talking about when he got into this, and I thought it was very clever, is that different fields of expertise are getting together with different types of innovation, and that kind of creates a crescendo effect.
Yeah.
And this is really, and what's been happening the last few days, as we've been going around and talking to different people at different booths and going to the press conferences and this sort of thing, is actually that's true. And we're really seeing that happening quite a lot. I went to the round table with IP Park, the CTO and president of LG, which was just after his keynote. Of course, a joint keynote, so again, that was very interesting. Yeah. And I said to him, well, what do you think of this co-innovation thing? And he said, well, this is exactly our philosophy. This is exactly what we've been talking about. And it's interesting that IFA have been the first ones really to cotton on to the fact that this is now how the world is. We don't just stand alone in silos. We depend on everybody else. And we build a kind of an ecosystem around us of different companies and expertise. This particularly also talking about the new technologies that they're getting into, which really require that kind of expertise coming from different areas. They can't develop it all themselves.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Jens Heitecker, the IFA director and senior VP of Messe Berlin, et cetera, executive director, I mean, they're always getting promotions and changing titles, hard to keep up. But he was on the show last week kicking off the broadcast and talked a lot about the whole idea of cooperation and innovation. Therefore, they coined the term co-innovation.
Yeah.
And you're right, it makes absolute sense. And many companies absolutely now depend on that sort of cooperation to innovate.
Mm.
And without it, and networking and so forth, and a lot of that being done here, especially where we sit in the middle of IFA Next,
yes.
Startup companies and new-to-market products, and just a lot of excitement there. There are companies that are just networking with each other across the aisle that didn't even know each other until they came here.
One of the interesting things, and talking about the co-innovation, is our day four edition, which is for the Monday of the show, is we've been putting that together. It's not quite out yet, but normally we do an interview with one person every time, and everybody, when we go to interview them now, says, well, we've got two people we've got to interview. One is from our company, and the other is from the company that we're working with.
Yeah, there's a partner we'd want
to
include.
That's one of our partners, and it's like, wow. And almost all the interviews in day four edition are double interviews, and I went, well, this is it. This is the co-innovation. Yeah. Just a quick thing I wanted to mention as well is the when we hear from the companies, they come and communicate with us at this show, and different ones do it on very different levels.
Yeah. Some not at all.
Some not at all.
And some do a very good job of communicating with us media folks
a
so that we can help get their word out.
Surprise on the day one of the show when there was the keynote from LG. Within less than 5 minutes of the start of the keynote, LG had a press release and photos to our inbox in the mail. And I thought that Ken Hong is responsible worldwide for their PR. And I wanted to give him a pat on the back because I've never seen something quite so efficient. And that also, I think, gets a pat on the back.
Oh, for sure, because there are companies that will typically send out a press release and or with pictures, what have you, after the keynote. But when it's during the keynote, and it only just started. Clearly, they were taking pictures during rehearsal,
yes.
But it all matched up nicely.
Perfectly.
And we all had the much-needed information to move forward quickly right after their...
Very clever, and I think that's a sign of... to me, that's great corporate communication, and,
yeah.
and that's I think that really is something that the others should... try and perhaps imitate a little bit better, because some others have not even communicated about their keynotes or indeed their press conferences.
Yeah.
This really is something that they have to work on.
Well, we'll let you get back to your busy schedule as you roam the show floors as well and continue your interviews. IFA-international.org, still the website we should be promoting.
It is.
Very fine. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, so you can see what Richard and his team are up to on a regular basis. IFA-international.org. And you can see the show dailies there.
It's in
a
flipbook version as well. So
yeah.
You can either get HTML stories or flipbook. You've got both.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
All righty. And kicking off this week's broadcast. So the next 3 hours, don't miss a minute of it. And if you do, intotomorrow.com. Again, video, 3-camera shoot here of all the radio interviews as well. So you can see these cool products we're talking about. Intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from here in Berlin, Germany, and the center of IFA Next on the Advanced Media Network.